This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 3rd, 2022. ARRL Field Day is Ham Radio's open house, and it will be here June 25th through the 26th. Every June, more than 40,000 hams throughout North America set up temporary transmitting stations in public places to demonstrate ham radio's science, skill, and service to our communities and our nation. It combines public service, emergency preparedness, community outreach, and technical skills all in a single event. Field Day has been an annual event since 1933 and remains the most popular event in ham radio. Plan your participation now. Visit www.arrl.org/fieldday for rules and resources. Dr. Ed Snyder, W1YSM of Wallingford, Connecticut, who provided funding for an endowment to support the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Initiative in 2017, has generously donated additional funding to expand the endowment to include ARRL-affiliated clubs. The endowment, formerly known as the W1YSM Snyder Family Collegiate Amateur Radio Endowment Fund, has been renamed and will now be known as the W1YSM Snyder Family Collegiate and ARRL-affiliated Club Endowment Fund. Dr. Snyder credits ARRL's dedication to supporting amateur radio clubs across the nation with giving him a renewed passion for reinvigorating clubs. The additional contribution to the endowment allows ARRL to expand and continue club programs. Dr. Snyder, president of the Meridian Amateur Radio Association, views his program as essential to the legacy of amateur radio. ARRL Field Service Manager Mike Walters, W8ZY, stated that the W1YSM Snyder Family Collegiate and ARRL-affiliated Club Endowment Fund will benefit programs for large and small clubs across America. Amateur radio clubs are the backbone of local amateur activities, said Walters. Clubs mentor new amateur radio operators, serve their communities through emergency communications, and engage youth in STEM disciplines. ARRL has a network of almost 2,800 affiliated clubs in the U.S. If you'd like to locate a club, visit www.arrl.org, find a club, and please join us in celebrating this ARRL member-driven program's current and future success. To learn more about the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, visit www.arrl.org. We want you. On Saturday, May 28th, the Hurricane Agatha, the first hurricane of the Eastern Pacific hurricane season, was ready to make landfall in Mexico. Operators at WX4NHC at the National Hurricane Center were conducting the annual readiness check of the station for 2022. This marks the 42nd year of volunteer communication services for the NHC. After 2 years of volunteer ham radio operators working remotely from their home stations due to COVID-19 safety restrictions, hams were able to operate inside the NHC for this year's annual test event. The event was reported as successful, with all of the station's radios and antennas having performed well, and within 8 hours, 289 contacts were made nationwide and internationally. Operators used high-frequency VHF and UHF radios, as well as digital modes. Then on Monday, May 30th, Hurricane Agatha hit Mexico as a Category 2 storm with maximum sustained winds of 106 miles an hour. It was recorded as the strongest hurricane to come ashore in May during the Eastern Pacific hurricane season, making landfall on a sparsely populated stretch of small beach towns and fishing villages in southern Mexico. The next morning, Agatha was downgraded to a tropical depression with winds of 35 miles an hour. The NHC Hurricane Net, staffed with volunteer amateur radio operators, was on standby in case of the storm's path changed and it grew more intense. And emergency services officials say there were no reports of any deaths, but the storm's torrential rains and winds drove tourists and residents into shelters. Here is this week's AMSAT report from Bruce Page, KK5D0. On May 25th, the second Arius interoperable radio system was installed on board the International Space Station. It is a Kenwood TM-D71GA transceiver. The radio will be tested prior to being fully commissioned. InspireSat, which has been coordinated by the ARRU, is transmit and receive capability on both 2-meter and 70-centimeter bands. It will operate similar to the UVSQ-SAT. The downlink will be on 435-200 megahertz, and the uplink will be on 145-830 megahertz, both FM. The plan launches in December of this year. Nominations for AMSAT Board of Directors is open until June 15th. There are three positions on the board and two alternate positions that will be voted upon by the membership. You can visit AMSAT.org for more details. The 2020 Youth on the Air Camp will be on the air as well as streaming online this year. The campers will be operating a special event station, W8Y, from the National Voice of America, VOA Museum of Broadcasting in Westchester Township, Ohio, as well as from their hotel. Activation of W8Y will begin on the evening of Sunday, June 12th, and conclude at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Friday, June 17th. Campers will operate the station as they finish projects between camp sessions and during their free time. In addition, dedicated high-frequency stations will be operating on Monday, June 13th from 2 to 11 p.m. Dedicated satellite operating station times will be on Thursday, June 16th and Friday, June 17th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And Earth, Moon, Earth, EME, will be in operation on Tuesday, June 14th and Monday, June 13th from 9 to 11 p.m. The opening and closing ceremonies will be streamed live on the Youth on the Air YouTube channel. The operating ceremony will take place on Sunday, June 12th from 4 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time to 6:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time and will feature keynote speaker Dr. Daniel Frizzell, W2NAF, the founder of the Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation. The closing ceremony is on Friday, June 17th from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Official attendance at the 2022 Dayton Hamvention was 31,367 visitors. General Chairman Rick Allnut, WS8G, said although that was about 1,000 less than in 2019, he considered it a not bad for a pandemic recovery year. Hamvention was canceled in 2020 and 2021 because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And on Sunday, June 5th, amateur radio and portable radio operating in particular will receive some high-profile coverage on national television in the UK. Countryfile, the long-running BBC One program that reports on rural, agriculture, and environmental issues in the United Kingdom, will air at 6 p.m. on the main channel BBC One. That episode will be based out of the Welsh island of Flat Holme in Bristol Channel, which was the site of Marconi's first radio transmissions overseas. Had some radio sport contesting this weekend of note. On June 4th, the 1010 International Open Season PSK contest, that is, of course, digital. Also on June 4th, Wake Up QRP Sprint, that is CW. Then on June 4th and June 5th, Can-Ham contest, CW phone. The TESA Cup CW contest, that's CW. Kentucky QSO party, CW phone and digital. The UK SMG summer contest, CW phone and RIDI. And then the IARU Region 1 Field Day, the RSGB National Field Day, and the ARRL International Digital Contest. No RIDI will be available there. And for this upcoming weekend in the State Section and Division Convention list, June 3rd through the 5th, the CPAC now hosting the ARRL Northwestern Division Convention on Seaside, Oregon. And on June 4th, the Atlanta Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Georgia State Convention in Marietta, Georgia. Then on June 18th, the Knoxville Ham Fest and Electronics Convention hosting the ARRL Tennessee State Convention. That's in Knoxville, Tennessee.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.